take your ancestry back any earlier than your grandparents?
No, we haven't. There's another fella, a relation of ours to some extent, has. He says he has, but we don't know how far back he's gone. We don't have any contact with him.
I see.
He lives up above Austin somewhere. He's quite a reprobate. We don't have much to do with him. Can't do his. Not too truthful, and he's kind of a little bit on the smart aleck side. He tries to get mean, you know. But then again, he just about grew up with him. We grew up with him like a brother, but he's something got. I don't know what happened. We don't know. But that's as far back as we can go. And then, of course, our grandfather, after the Civil War started,
he was with the Rangers, wasn't he?
He's for 6 months. He was in the Home Guard.
I thought they called it the Rangers.
No, it was the Home Guard. In Goliad and Abdoliad and DeWitt County during the Civil War. And then he enlisted in the Rangers for 6 months. They didn't enlist and discharge him, you see, but he was enlisted for 6 months in the Texas. It's way back in the beginning of the Texas Rangers, you see. Right after the Civil War, I guess it was.
I had asked your brother about that term Civil War, whether you had ever heard people around here call it by any other name.
The Civil War? No.
Well, what did they call the rebels?
The Regulators?
No, the rebels. What did they call the Southern soldiers?
Call them rebels.
The rebels. The Southern soldiers were the rebels.
You know that, don't you? If you were raised in
the Confederate
Army, they were the rebels, of course.
That is the Southern soldiers were the rebels.
Yeah, they were the rebels.
And what were the Northern soldiers?
I don't know. I ever heard them call them damn Yankees.
One word.
Yeah. Yankees. That's what about.
Well, what are these Regulators that you're talking about?
They were an organized group here to get rid of the outlaws.
By outlaws, you just mean bank robbers, train robbers, people like that?
Murderers, thieves, cattle thieves.
They hung them. We got a hanging tree right here. They hung them right here.
See, when the Civil War was over, who these people were, because no one knows. They came in here, they were poverty stricken. They'd lost everything they had, and a lot of them had hidden out. That's our assumption. We don't know what they did. They came in here because this area here, the missions brought the cattle in here. Savvy? Catholic Church from Spain. They brought the cattle in here. There were cattle in here by the thousands. There were cattle here when there were very few cattle anywhere else in the United States, and here they were by the thousands. And they belonged to families, but during the Civil War, there's no one was able to sell them or brand them, you see. So they were here by the thousands. And these outlaws knew this, you see, found that out, and they congregated in this Gulf Coast area here. And you couldn't sell a cow, but you could sell a hide and a tallow.
Hide and a tallow.
You see.
But you couldn't sell the meat.
So these outlaws came in, and then another market opened up for them. They were beginning to move into West Texas. Well, those people needed cattle. Well, they'd get in touch with some of these outlaws to bring them 1,000 head of cattle or 100 head of cattle or whatever they could get. And these outlaws got busy and started branding cattle, and some of the cattle already had brands on them, you see. Some of the little farmers and so forth had branded them. And then, of course, they'd take these cattle and steal them and put their brand on them and move them out to West Texas. That was one racket. And another racket you had here, people would come in here to buy cattle, you say. Well, they had no banks. They'd bring the money.
They had no
banks. They'd sell them the cattle, and then they'd kill them. The buyer, you see.